For American Family News, I'm Chris Woodward. The Associated Press claims a growing percentage of Americans consider abortion or women's rights as priorities for the government in the wake of the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe v. Wade. The story is timely given that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told reporters that the issue will be on the ballot this November, meaning Democrats will use this to campaign for re-election. President Joe Biden himself has stated that this is not over. The first lawsuits have been filed in this week's deadly Amtrak crash in Missouri. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more.
Amtrak and BNSF Railway Company have filed a federal lawsuit against the concrete contracting company that owns the dump truck involved in Monday's train collision. Their suit blames MS Contracting of Brookfield, Missouri for the incident, saying the train was clearly visible and that the truck driver was careless. The driver died in the collision along with three passengers. The crossing where the crash and subsequent derailment happened has no lights, signals, or gates to warn of an approaching train. Another lawsuit has been filed by the truck driver's widow against a BNSF official that said the crossing was unsafe, as well as the county where it happened. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Law enforcement in Florida makes a big drug bust, seizing a stash of drugs, including a newer, even more deadly drug than fentanyl. Fox's Evan Brown has this story.
Deputies in Lake County, Florida, north of Orlando, busted up a drug ring, arresting 27 people and pulling more than 40 pounds of illicit drugs worth more than $300,000 off the streets.
Operations like this one save lives and put the pushers of poison behind bars.
Sheriff Peyton Grinnell says much of the drugs recovered were doses of meth and fentanyl, but also another drug now being trafficked called isotonetazine, or ISO for short, believed to be 100 times more potent than fentanyl.
Pennsylvania's Republican-controlled legislature has passed a bill barring biological males from competing in female sports. Democratic Governor Tom Wolf is expected to veto the measure, but Alexis Sneller at Pennsylvania Family Institute says that would be a mistake.
This is important to Pennsylvanians. We've had the Fairness in Women's Sports Act, similar legislation, pass in 18 other states, and we're hoping Pennsylvania will become number 19. And so it's important to continue advocating for this.
Pennsylvania is no stranger to the issue of men and women's sports. Will Thomas dominated his female competitors while being a member of the women's swim team at the University of Pennsylvania. Now, some people argue that men identifying as female should be allowed to compete. Still, attorneys for biological females say things like this are a violation of the female's Title IX rights, and that women are losing to male athletes that have a physiological advantage over females. Attorney Christiana Kiefer of Alliance Defending Freedom offered this explanation at a recent event observing the anniversary of Title IX.
Males are generally bigger, faster, and stronger. They have larger hearts and greater lung capacity, denser bones, and stronger muscles. These physical characteristics give males a 10 to 50% performance advantage over comparably fit and trained female athletes. That means that no amount of hormones or testosterone suppression can undo those physical advantages.
More Title IX news on AFN.net. A major automaker says it has many thousands of vehicles it cannot send to dealers because it doesn't have the parts to finish them. Here's Fox's Jenny Casola.
General Motors says it recently built about 95,000 cars it couldn't finish because it didn't have enough semiconductors or other parts. The company expects to complete the cars and deliver them later in the year. GM is standing by its forecast for its business this year. Its sales in the spring quarter were down 15% from a year ago, though GM says it gained market share. Sales improved for its Chevy Camaro, Colorado, Malibu, and Cadillac, and it says the Chevy Silverado remains the fastest-growing full-size pickup in the industry.
In final news, the national average for a gallon of regular gas today is $4.84, down from $4.92 this time last week.